Cult of Musk, Detroit Man Implants Deslucky in His Hand. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 24, 2022. A man in Detroit, Michigan, has reportedly implanted a microchip in his hand that acts as a key to his Tesla, allowing him to unlock and start his vehicle without the need for an actual physical key. Brandon DeLally, who lives in the Detroit metropolitan area, can now unlock his Tesla with the wave of a hand when he is near his vehicle, according to a report by ClickOnDetroit.com. The chip can also start the car from the inside. "You can't lose your hand, so you'll always have a way of getting in your car," DeLally pointed out. The Michigan man added that the decision to get the chip implanted into his body doesn't mean that he is necessarily a Tesla superfan, he's just a big fan of technology. DeLally, who calls himself tech nerd, also noted that he isn't new to the concept of getting microchip implants. In his other hand, he has a chip that can unlock the front door to his house. That chip also stores his contact and medical information, including proof of his multiple vaccinations against the Chinese coronavirus. Elon Musk hasn't, yet, announced an official Tesla implant, but the world's richest man is extremely interested in another type of implant, brain chips. In 2020, the MIT Technology Review took issue with Musk's demonstration of his Neuralink brain implant technology, which was revealed at an event in which pigs implanted with the interface were showcased. Musk promises Neuralink will cure blindness, deafness, and mental illness, among other issues, but the review referred to his brain research as neuroscience theater, claiming the Tesla and SpaceX CEO isn't close to any of those breakthroughs. "None of these advances are close at hand, and some are unlikely to ever come about." But in a product update streamed over YouTube on Friday, Musk, also the founder of SpaceX and Tesla Motors, joined staffers wearing black masks to discuss the company's work toward an affordable, reliable brain implant that Musk believes billions of consumers will clamor for in the future. "In a lot of ways," Musk said, "it's kind of like a Fitbit in your skull, with tiny wires." Only 13% of Americans think Musk's Neuralink brain chip will be good for society, according to a survey by Pew Research released earlier this year. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.